The economy of India has been in free fall ever since last month. That's when the government there removed most of its cash from circulation and then capped the amount of money people could withdraw from their bank accounts. Officials said the moves would make it harder for people to evade taxes. Now, in a country that runs on cash, the government is hoping to wean people off of it. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from New Delhi.
The world's fastest growing economy is now idling. Standing hours in bank lines for money has become a ritual. The cash shortage has stalled wholesalers and retailers. Everything from real estate deals to weddings is on hold. But with rupees so scarce, is cashless the new black? To hear the founder of Paytm, or Pay Through Mobile, tell it, it is.
In a span of last 4 weeks, the traffic has gone 19 times more on our platform. That's a 1900% growth.
Vijay Shekhar Sharma says the Paytm app only requires a smartphone, the internet, and a reciprocating retailer, restaurant, or vendor who's also enrolled. The startup empresario says his mobile digital platform reimagines the bank.
Paytm can open a bank account if you can download the app, which effectively means Paytm will have a really, really low cost to acquire a customer than a traditional bank has. And second, once the people become smartphone savvy, they start to become do-it-yourself.
But Sharma's rosy assessment assumes access to a stable, strong internet and an IT-hip citizenry, assumptions that Bhaskar Chakravorty says ignore the ground realities.
The digital infrastructure in India is so horrendously poor. The majority of people don't have access to smartphones. Large numbers of them cannot read or write. Mobile connections are extremely poor. Even the people in the cities, for them, mobile connections are terrible. This is essentially putting the cart before the horse. The country needs to invest in its digital infrastructure before it pushes people towards digital payments.
Chakravorty is the senior associate dean at the Fletcher School at Tufts University, where they've studied the digital evolution of 50 countries. He says India needs to wean from its cash obsession. Only Japan is more cash dependent. But he says shock therapy that forces the population into transacting digitally is likely to be an exercise in frustration. That seems to be the experience of Asim Hussein, whose small shop tucked in Delhi's old city sells intricate hand-stitched purses. The hands that do the stitching have not been paid in over a month. Hussein's own income from sales normally conducted in cash has plummeted.
You're down 90 to 80%.
Yes, the client don't have cash.
Hussein tried credit after the government pulled 87% of the cash from the economy.
Very next day, we have applied for the credit card machines, and the banks have not provided us till now. It's been 1 month.
And his encounter with Paytm, he's signed up, is the sort that could undermine faith in the reliability of e-wallet platforms.
Day before yesterday, one of my clients sent me the payment of 2,800. The amount got deducted from her account, but it doesn't come to me. The amount is still not being credited. The connectivity is very poor.
Social media bristled last week with similar complaints from Paytm customers, to which CEO Vijay Shekhar Sharma responded, saying on Twitter that the platform had seen, quote, super high traffic that day. Shop owner Asim Hussein, meanwhile, observed, we are in the capital and facing problems. What about the villages and the rural areas? Everybody, he says, is suffering. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi. Thank you.